Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is David Linden.
Hello again.
And we're really having a wonderful, wonderful conversation with Nicole Borokoff, who is from the Cornell University Cooperative Extension of Nassau County.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And we're talking summertime nutrition, which has taken us into barbecues, basically. And even at the break, we were talking about different styles going back to the early days. It's like, you know, before automobiles, you had charcoal. And now you have the gas barbecues. But earlier in our first segment, Nicole mentioned she's a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole different world. Everybody's talking about throwing a hamburger,
right,
throwing a chicken leg or something like that on the grill, and you come back, you know. Being a vegetarian requires more creativity to avoid the boredom. You don't want to just boil cauliflower, broccoli, and carrots.
Right.
So, and when you get to a barbecue, it's not the same as just a steak.
Right, it's not.
So how about some vegetarian tips for us?
Yeah, so grilled fruits and vegetables, besides being delicious, right, delicious and nutritious, they don't produce those compounds we were talking about a little bit earlier, and they make a great foundation for healthy meals. So they add wonderful color, and a variety of antioxidants that have been shown to have the opposite effect, right, to reduce cancer risk.
Right.
We want to eat the rainbow, right, make sure you're having a variety of fruits and vegetables. I typically make sure to cut them in similar sized pieces so they cut, you know, cook evenly and quickly. But everything from squash, mushrooms, eggplant, peaches, plums, pineapples, right, fruits
right.
too. Those natural sugars that we find in fruits and vegetables, like fructose and glucose, they caramelize when we cook them at high heat and it enhances the flavor. So I love making kebabs with, you know, not everybody loves tofu, but I'll do tofu with, you know, peppers and onions and pineapple sort
okay.
of sandwiched in between, and it's super flavorful and tasty.
Oh, yeah, go back to, you barbecue the tofu?
Yes.
The firm tofu, you just put it in.
So I could either, right. So
marinated or just?
Both. I do a little bit of both. Typically, I put some sort of marinade or seasoning, and I either, you know, skewer them on a kebab.
Oh.
Or, you know, I could put down, you know, a piece of foil just so, you know, it doesn't fall apart, fall through the grill.
Right, and put
it directly on the grill.
Okay.
Super tasty. But those marinades, those seasonings we're talking about, they enhance the flavor, they enhance the color, but they can actually reduce the formation of those compounds we were talking
really?
About in
okay.
meat. Yep. So those antioxidants that are beneficial for our heart, our brain, our, you know, our vessels can also help to protect, right, that meat from being damaged, so to speak.
Probably also lower in calories.
Right. So depending on a sauce you use, a marinade, if it's olive oil based, you know, avocado oil, different seasonings, maybe that's going to have, you know, more nutritional benefits, maybe less salt or less sugar than a bottled,
right.
you know, sauce or dip or something like that. So I think that's, that, you know, it tenderizes the meat also.
Right. That I know. Right.
Mm-hmm. So the acid in vinegar, citrus, yogurt, or wine can help tenderize, and enzymes that are found in different fruits, like pineapple that we mentioned, papaya and ginger, they also have different, you know, enzymes in them that can tenderize the meat. So
wow.
it's delicious, but it also has, you know, a physical effect on the product.
Is there a time? Is there the maximum? I'm sorry. And when you're marinating a piece of meat, mm-hmm. an hour, 5 hours, 10 hours, is there that perfect time? Is like it has to be a minimum of, but no more than?
I would say the longer something sits in it, the more flavorful it will be.
It will. It does keep absorbing.
At some point,
okay.
right, it may saturate. You know, I'm not. You know, I don't know how many hours it might
right.
take, but eventually, you know, it will penetrate as much as it can, and then, you know, it's good to go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the interesting thing about it is when you go to different people's over during the course of the summer, is this is what I'm finding anyway, and I'm not knocking most barbecuers. They blacken the stuff. They
right.
really do. I have people that's like, just this is slop. You can't eat this. A hot dog that just come the skin is burnt off the
right.
hot dog. I don't know why people do it. Whereas, you know, I'm not saying boil a hot dog. I prefer. I'm not interested in that char business. Mm-hmm. But when you turn around, you know, people need to pay attention to what's behind the concept. And people, you know, if it's a man's sport, not sport, you just turn around, you walk away, you come back a half hour later. It's not an art then. See, there's different things.
Exactly.
Cooking in all aspects should be an art.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a barbecue, then make it an art form of barbecuing, taking it off, let it cool out, put it back on. You know, it's important.
I think they're not. They're just, hey, I'm growing and look how black and I've gotten this.
And they're doing a favor to the wife. You know, this sounds very chauvinistic. You know,
bit.
Like, I'm cooking today, honey. I'll just burn everything.
Don't let her clean up, though.
Oh, goodness.
What'd you say?
Don't let her clean up.
Right.
Right. Or else.
Right.
Well, I mean, if I was this real stickler, there is a difference between barbecuing and grilling, and what we're really focusing. Right. So if you go down the South, they would have an argument to, you know, something to say about that. But barbecuing, I think, is associated more with that low and slow, and grilling, like you said, you put something on a grill, it's ready relatively quickly.
Right. They just flip the burger twice.
Right. But
that's
you still
grilling
kind of,
and barbecue.
Is me a little different. I'm not an expert, but
okay.
Low and slow. Okay.
But you're right. You can't even, you know, if I had a pie in the oven, I can't just walk away indefinitely.
Right.
So similar with a grill, you can't assume that it will just take care of itself and be perfect. You got to pay a little bit of attention.
Right. But you're right. When you see the pictures, even commercials on TV, you know, you have four or five guys around a grill.
Father's Day.
Yeah, they're having beers and talking. They're not cooking. They're just standing there.
You know, I just want to get my husband out of the kitchen. Usually.
Oh, really?
go handle the chicken.
They wouldn't do it in the house. They wouldn't do the cooking in the kitchen. But outside.
Potentially, we won't necessarily stereotype all men.
Right. Exactly.
But if we're talking about, like you said, commercials and cultural associations, I would agree, unfortunately.
I want to touch on one thing because you have so much other information.
I know, I got a lot of good stuff.
I know, I'm sorry, you know what it is? You try to talk about the stuff that just comes off the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And with the barbecuing, even though I'm not a barbecue, these are the things that annoy me when other people barbecue.
Right, so everybody's got an experience
with
somebody.
So it's an easy conversation. Mm-hmm. But due to the weather we're having, this is for seniors. Touch on hydration.
Right, hydration.
Especially if you're hanging out by the barbecue. That's
right.
Heat to you.
Exactly, right? You think of barbecue grilling, parties outside. Maybe there's an umbrella, but it's still 90 degrees, 95 degrees. And our bodies are, you know, can be up to 75% water. So the effects of dehydration can be, you know, fatal, you know, in extreme circumstances.
Yes.
And when you start to feel a little thirsty, when your mouth is dry, we're typically already a little bit dehydrated. So, you know, consistently, you know, making sure that you have water, seltzer, you know, something, maybe not the sugary sweetened beverages, but something hydrating and thirst quenching around is ideal. Some of the signs and symptoms of dehydration, at least the early, you know, initial symptoms, maybe you have a headache, maybe you just get a little tired, your mouth is dry, and then maybe you get cramps and constipation. I mean, that is maybe a little bit more a secondary, you know, longer term symptom, but we want to nip that in the bud. We want to make sure that we are staying hydrated, you know, 8 glasses of water, 64 ounces. It sounds like a lot for somebody who maybe you drink coffee in the morning and that's it, right? Some people don't even drink water. So if you're not a water drinker, you can enhance that water. You can enhance that seltzer or lower calorie sugar beverages with fruit. With herbs, mint. Mint and cucumber is delicious. Putting some lime or lemon in there. Seltzer, sparkling water, they have so many different flavors, right? If you don't love the sort of bland taste.
I just
of
have
water.
To throw a cute,
yes, of course.
Not a quick story, a cute one. We had an event about 2 weeks ago, and a lot of these events they don't have liquor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Most of them don't have liquor. So there was this cooler, you know, one of those things, and cucumber, mint, and everything in it. And it was white. And you took a glass. I didn't have it because somebody told me prior to it. They filled up their glass. It was vodka.
Oh, my goodness.
They said it was delicious, but you had no idea. It was vodka.
If you were expecting
it was a cocktail hour, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But this was one of those things with, like, just little cookies and stuff out. It was a little... meet and greet.
Right.
With vodka.
I mean, that's important, right? Alcohol, you know, mixed drinks, beer, wine, even coffee, like I mentioned before, those, you know, can overall have dehydrating effects.
Right.
So it's almost more important, you know, to make sure that you're including something hydrating.
Well, you're going
to
have your drink with a water chaser.
Exactly.
Well, have water, yeah.
Right. I mean, you can also do popsicles. Frozen yogurt, right?
Yeah.
Fruit and vegetables are just naturally have a higher water content. So, you know, if you're, not, like I said, not a water drinker, you can try and eat your, you know, water and
right.
just have some hydrating fruits and veggies like grapes and apples, watermelon, peppers. Savory, some people like savory. You know, if you had like broth, which, you know, can be high in sodium,
okay.
but, you know, keep that in mind. Milkshakes. Or maybe a smoothie with yogurt and fruit can be another way to get, you know, a non-traditional way to drink, you know, and stay hydrated.
It's very important.
It
because,
is.
I mean, if
extremely.
You're not doing anything and you're staying in air conditioning, that's one thing. A glass
right.
of water is fine. But, you know, if you're an active person like David, you're out and about
right.
different clubs and different things. You have to watch
right.
out.
I mean, we need a certain amount every day just for to keep our body hydrated, to keep things working properly, right? Water is involved in every different, you know, system.
Yeah, people should make a conscious effort
right.
to keep that in mind.
Right.
You know,
right, I'm agreeing.
If only to say, well, breakfast, noon, and a snack in the afternoon, and dinner, I'll have a glass of water.
Right.
And
you're halfway to your quota right there.
And carrying around reusable water bottles is also a nice reminder. Some people have a big one and they put, you know, a label on it. So by 10 a.m. I want to drink this much.
Yeah,
that's a smart idea, yeah.
It's a nice reminder. It's very important.
And even from weight loss, they push that. You know, the more water you drink, because, I mean, it is filling.
Right.
But it's beneficial to you. My wife, I swear to God, if she drinks 2 glasses of water a day, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll say it because I have no interest. She'll have a cup of coffee in the morning.
Okay.
And during the day, she probably has nothing. And at dinner, you know, like a 12-ounce glass or something, and drinks half of it.
Right. Not my husband, too. Not ideal, right? Just, like I said, just to keep everything working properly, we need water. But it's, like you said, a conscious effort. If you're somebody who's not used to drinking water, you think about it a little bit more and understand that it's part of a healthy, balanced diet your day, especially in the heat.
Right.
You know, I eat a lot of fruit.
Okay,
so
that's good.
Helps. Yes.
That helps. Mm-hmm.
And it's tasty.
It is tasty.
Right. I mean, I was told once, and it's true, by the time you feel you're thirsty,
right.
it's too late.
Yes.
You know, like, if I'm thirsty, it's like, oh, God, I should have
had right.
you drink an hour
right.
ago,
maybe
whatever
you know,
it was.
Right. You might not be on the verge of passing out, but you're definitely a little bit dehydrated.
Nicole, this has been wonderful, and I appreciate
yes.
the tips that you've given out to the seniors and listening audience today have been, you know, I actually may grill this weekend. Anything's possible.
Put you in the mood, right.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.